Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Green Teens, discussing environmental problems that are very pertinent today. What's the first thing you would do in your daily life if you were told to be more environmentally conscious? I'll give you a few seconds to think about that. Would you carpool? Upcycle a pair of jeans into a stylish new bag? Track your waste? There's so many simple changes that can be made in your life to focus more on your environmental impact. Today, we will narrow in on the topic of waste and explore one particular strategy to see if it will help in reducing our waste creation. To really start from the beginning, we'd have to discuss why an increase in waste production, specifically food waste and plastic waste, is bad for us and our planet. To start, plastic and food waste are major contributors to high pollution levels. According to Handex Consulting and Remediation, during waste incineration, plastics release dioxins, which is a gas that produces air pollution, adding to the great amounts that are already present in the air. Food waste found in landfills is compacted. Through this process, oxygen is depleted, causing material to break down anaerobically. Over time, the process will produce methane, a type of greenhouse gas that is 20 times more potent than carbon dioxide and wreaks havoc on our environment. According to a 2018 Illinois landfill report, in Illinois alone, there are 37 landfills that hold a collective volume of 50,334,563 yards of disposed waste. Imagine the amount of methane released from landfills in Illinois. If people keep producing these great amounts of waste, the environment will continue to deteriorate. Not only does waste cause pollution, but the USDA has released that in the United States, food waste is estimated at between 30 to 40% of the food supply, corresponding approximately to $161 billion worth of food in 2010. This waste in food has impacts on food security, resource conservation, and climate change. Now that you know how our waste creation can affect the world around us, you may be wondering what we can do to reduce waste. And that's what this episode is all about. Before the coronavirus began, I ran an experiment testing how consciousness and encouragement can affect the amount of waste that people produce. And I had classmates participate in this experiment to see if it could be a way to make people reflect on their waste creation and potentially reduce it. So you may be wondering, how did this whole thing work? Consciousness? Encouragement? Those ideas can be very vague. So let me explain. To begin this experiment, I gathered some classmates to participate in it and divided them into two even groups, in which one group would be the control group and the other would be the experimental group, which I'll explain very soon. These two groups would each throw their waste from their lunch into an assigned bucket. One group was assigned to the pink bin and the other was assigned to the red bin. What would essentially happen between these groups is that both of their waste totals would be tracked across 14 days. The pink bin group would continue to throw away their garbage without knowing how much waste they were really producing. And the red bin group would do the same for the first 7 days of the experiment. But in the last 7 days, I gave them their waste totals to reflect on and encouraged them to do all they could to reduce their waste production. For example, by using reusable containers as opposed to Ziploc bags. This difference in treatment brings us back to the discussion of experimental groups and control groups. A control group is where nothing is done to actively try to change the results of an experiment. In our case, that would be the pink bin group, because they were not given any of the data of how much waste they were producing, and they weren't given any encouragement at all. On the other side was the experimental group, in which something was done to actively change the results of the experiment. In our case, this would be the red group, because I actively gave them encouragement to reduce their waste, and they were able to see the results of the amount of waste that they were producing and reflect on it. Just to review again, the red group was given encouragement and were conscious of their waste creation in the last 7 days of the experiment, while the pink bin group wasn't given any of this treatment. Now you may be wondering, why did the red bin group only get encouragement and consciousness in the last 7 days? Well, that's because we had to gauge how much waste they would be producing normally, because then we wouldn't be able to tell if it really made a difference. In the first 7 days, I formulated some reflection questions, asking them how much they knew about the waste problems that go on in our world, and how they felt about their waste creation on a day-to-day basis. Most of the responses of the red group were that they were pretty knowledgeable about the waste problems that are going on in our world, and they thought that they were doing pretty well in controlling their waste creation. So it didn't seem as though they believed that they could reduce the amount of waste they produce in an impactful way. They were mistaken. They actually reduced their waste a lot, and you will see that in the results. So now we've approached the result, probably the part that everyone is waiting for. How does consciousness and encouragement affect the amount of waste that one produces? Well, the red bin group was able to reduce waste. So let's get the data on that. During the first 6 days of tracking, the pink bin's waste amounts were significantly lower than those in the red group. The red group was producing 89 grams of waste, while the pink bin group was only producing 42. Pink's data was found to be inconsistent, with no serious constant reduction or increase detected throughout those 14 days. It can be seen that during the first week of the project, the red bin waste started much higher than the pinks. When observing the randomized volunteers from each group, it was found that the red bin group was made up of mostly girls, while the pink bin group was made up of 3 girls and 2 boys. From personal observation, it had been found that girls would have more packaging than boys, which could be a reason as to why the red bin group's waste totals were far higher in the beginning. On day 3, the red group's waste had dropped significantly. This is because many people had accidentally thrown out their garbage in a trash can instead of their assigned bins. Besides this, there was no major change in red bin group's data for the first 6 days. When looking at the responses of the survey sent to the red group, it can be seen that individuals were throwing away many wrappers. Compared to other common waste types found, wrappers were one of the main contributors to high mass. Having collected enough data to encourage the red group to reduce waste, 3 suggestions were formulated. The group was highly recommended to reuse plastic bags, buy products in bulk, and to bring smaller portions. They're reminded of these suggestions very often. After these instructions, their waste totals went from 113 grams of food to 52 grams of food. This impressive decrease in a single day shows that encouragement can really motivate people to reach their waste goals. The red group's collective mass continued to decrease. The results of this experiment prove the point that if individuals were encouraged to reduce waste while conscious of their production, then they would continuously reduce more waste more effectively than those who weren't, because encouragement is found to motivate individuals to achieve their goals. So what does this mean for us? That means that consciousness and encouragement can be used as a waste reduction tactic. But how will it be spread? We know that there are initiatives done by large organizations to help the environment. But how will we incorporate this into our schools and communities to really make an environmental difference? Well, that requires you and me. We must encourage others in our community to reduce waste and keep a tab of their waste creation, and ask teachers and parents to do the same. Without that, we won't be able to spread this idea. I'm counting on everyone to help me raise awareness and make strides towards helping our environment. Thank you so much for tuning in today and considering this tactic of reducing waste. I cannot wait to see you in the next episode, and please make sure to spread this idea.